Chapter 2. Peleus. Zeus called his messenger Hermes. "I want you to go to Peleus, king of the Myrmidons," he told Hermes. "Tell him that I will give immortal Thetis to him as his wife, because he has been very good. Thetis will not want to marry him, of course. She is immortal, and a mortal husband would bring her shame. If he wants her as his wife, he must not use words. He must use force. He must grab her and hold her. She will change into many different shapes, but he must not let go. Then she will be his wife." Hermes put on his wing sandals and flew down from Mount Olympus. King Peleus was overjoyed when he heard that an immortal would be his wife. He had heard of her extraordinary beauty, and he immediately went to Thetis to claim her. Peleus waited, hidden near the cave that was her home. It was dark when she returned to her cave. He saw her swimming through the moonlit waves on the back of a dolphin, and her beauty took his breath away. She bathed in the river outside her cave, and then went into sleep. Peleus moved quickly. He entered the cave and grabbed her. She screamed and struggled to get free, but he would not let go. "Zeus has given you to me," he told her. "You must marry me." She changed herself into a bird, then into a fish, then into a lion, but he would not let go. She became fire and tried to burn him. She became water and tried to drown him, but he would not let go. Finally, she changed back into her normal shape. "You have been helped by Zeus himself," she said, sad and tired. "His will is too powerful for me to disobey. I must be your wife." Peleus made love to her that night.